Music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy,
and I am Dan Snyder's conscience because I barely fucking made it. I'm barely here,
non-existent.
You got a little bit, a little teachy bit. barely made it.
How you making it?
I'm having a good morning. Someone sent me Starbucks money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That motherfucker smile. Y'all can see the smile. That motherfucker.
Shout out to him.
Oh, it's a him.
Yeah.
Well, you was about to say she can't send me nothing.
I mean, bitches can send me money if they want to.
Bitches is niggas too.
Cash App.
That's what.
Aim is 22 cents. But
yeah. How was your week?
The week was. It actually felt short.
Mm-hmm.
But still the same amount of work. You see my total of hours,
yeah.
Which was shit in your world, but was a lot in my world.
I ain't say nothing, you know. you did what, 60? You did 60?
It was for 2 weeks, it was 98.5.
Also like 50 a week.
Yeah.
Close, yeah. We're good for you. Well, hold on. Yeah,
that's a lot in my world.
Oh yeah,
I want
a
life of ease.
I had a life of ease all week.
The back.
I was out of work all week.
Oh my god.
What?
Do you remember when Mike Tyson? They was interviewing him. And
I got a bad back. I broke my back. Yeah, I broke my back
for whatever reason. My child, my baby, was just walking around the house saying that, and I was like, "Where did you hear that?
Where did he heard it from Mike Tyson?"
Something on YouTube.
You know what?
He was like spinal.
Yes, he did say that. You know what it is? Mike Tyson and Jake Paul announced that fight, and your boy probably know Jake Paul, and he probably wanted to see what this Mike Tyson guy was all about.
No, this was the 7-year-old saying this.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
He probably wanted to see who is this Mike Tyson guy.
He was just walking around talking about spinal. Like, what?
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's the difference between us. Like our parents and us with, you know, our y'all and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Little clips like that, we can never go back and see like an old Bill Cosby clip at the drop of a dime. But these kids can. They can go and see all of the. You lucky he didn't say, I want to eat his children. You know, all praises be to Allah. So, you know, my back been, you know, jacked up. They had me out of work for a week. So I went to.
That's lit.
It is. I enjoyed it. I went to my mama's house and I was just over there randomly in a different time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dog, I wish I could retire. My mama looked at me. She said, feel good, don't it? So, yeah, I was just off, just muddling around town.
I know she
just
loved that.
Yeah. You know, she stay up late, get up late, you know, unless she going to knock on doors or something. But
I hope it convinced you to take more PTO when you do go back to work.
I mean, I got to pay bills. Hers is taken care of. I went to the doctor and, you know, I got the oldest news. So I told this story to my barber. And I said, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The doctor, you know, they got the x-rays back. You know, I'm going to have to get MRIs probably too to, you know, get further information. So, you know, so I was like, yeah, but the doctor called me and told me, man, I got arthritis in my back.
No.
So that's kind of the response I thought my barber was gonna tell me. This nigga busted out laughing. Nigga, you old.
That do sound old.
Old as fuck. Yeah. And so my uncle, so we were doing the you know about the raffle we were doing with my family reunion with the TV.
Uh-huh.
So I got the TV at my house or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I called my uncle. You know, my uncle called me, he's like, Yeah, Brandon, we need to get that TV over here. Somebody want it. Well, I like, yeah, uncle, you know what I'm saying?
Wait,
like,
I didn't win?
Nah.
God damn.
But I don't know who won second and third prize though. But
my phone ain't rang.
Yeah. So. But I don't know if they call people yet though. I don't know. So I told my uncle, he was like, dog, nephew, you got let too much coal get on your butt.
You know what? That's what they say. That coal get in your bones.
Yeah, that's not how arthritis works. In fact, coal in your bones will help your arthritis. But yeah, I thought that those were two responses I was not expecting to get.
How do you fix arthritis?
They say you just gotta like treat the inflammation or whatever. Like mm-hmm. it ain't that you can fix it. You can't fix it or whatever. But so yeah, that was my week. How was your week other than working 50 hours?
I'm sorry, I'm still getting over the arthritis thing and thinking about having arthritis. Nothing. Went to the doctor. Well, I went for some labs, and this was Monday, right? I'm going to show you.
Yeah, but
I'm still bruised from when they took the blood.
You bruise easy?
I bruise very easy. Like, you can pinch me.
That's the
and I'm bruised for
that's
2 weeks.
That's the Irish in you. You so, got that's that white skin.
So that was pretty much my week. Nothing extravagant. I didn't bake a cake this week.
I'm
not baking one this week because I usually do it on Sunday. So on Monday, I did a strawberry pound cake.
No, but you did. absence of evidence is not the evidence.
It did not
of
last. First of all, it fell. I mean, it
you
fell.
You dropped it on the floor?
It fell faster than Joe Biden leaving the podium.
Like, he fell again?
I don't think so. But no, it was just kids home. Like, I'm baking something, they got to sit their ass down. You remember your mama used to tell you to sit your ass down because she got a cake in the stove?
No, my mama didn't bake.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we had to sit our ass down. And so then I grew up in a trailer too. Sit your ass down.
You got like hard.
No, but they was in the kitchen just fucking with stuff.
And like
my stove
fault.
Is close to the door to the garage. So they kept in the deep freezer in the garage. So they kept going outside to the deep freezer getting food and slamming the door. So it fell. One. It was still good though. But it wasn't like a looker.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't last.
I mean, sometimes the non lookers be the best tasting one.
that was pretty much my week. We did movie night.
What y'all watch? What movie?
Wonka.
Oh, the new Willy Wonka.
It was good.
Is it dark?
No.
Oh, it's not dark?
No, I think the Johnny Depp one was dark, but this one was very good and wholesome.
Oh, it was wholesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Funny, had little funny moments and sweet moments.
I thought about watching that. Well, before we get into what we watched, you want to do what we watched first?
Let's do the emails first.
Emails first. Yeah. Let's do the emails first. So we got an email from the homie Susan.
What's up, Susan?
She said, I got to get my reading glasses on. Let me straighten out my index finger. She said, spermicide, bitch, you took me back. Mm. She said, yo, I like to hear a story, okay? Here it goes. August 1997, freshman moving day at Francis Marion University. I have officially been dropped off to start my college endeavors. I'm in my dorm room in the ghetto with my roommate, from back home. We went to the same church, okay? So I start opening up my trunks to unpack. I get to the second trunk and throw the top open. Inside, staring at me is the entire don't have a baby aisle from Walmart. I was mortified. Condoms, foams, gels, you name it. I'm standing there in complete disbelief while my church girl roommate stares at me like I'm a fast ass hoe. At this point in my life, I had only slept with one person. So it's more now. Got it. Apparently, sometime that morning, my mom snuck all this shit in my trunk and neglected to say it existed or how to use it. But I learned. No, I'm sorry. To say a word to me. So when Amy mentioned spermicide on the last episode, I was immediately transported back to that moment. I had no clue that spermicide existed or how to use it. But I learned. The spermicide I had came in a foam and gel form. Damn, you should get you two. To use it, you had to insert it into your vagina with an applicator similar to a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough of that. The other topic I wanted to address was the question y'all posed to your listeners. You asked, why do we listen? Well, it isn't just one reason. It's several. For me, it's definitely to keep Dwayne's legacy going. It's the relatable content. It's the laughs till your stomach aches and tears run down your face. It's support for the homies. Bigging up a black business. It's the great television and movie suggestions. It's the guests. We don't be having too many guests though. Y'all want to hear more guests? Let us know. I mean, the list goes on and on. So in closing, keep up the good work and we will keep listening. Suzy Q, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
M.A., what does that stand for at the end of your name?
She got a master's.
So you my master now, nigga. Well, that's
that was real sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Shout out to the homie, DJ Highstar. I'll start to say his real name. From the Carolina Sports Talk podcast. He says, what's up, fam? What's up? He said, what's up, y'all? Hope everyone had a good week. A better week than Dan Snyder, at least. I guess that's where I'll start. Like, what the fuck? Peanut butter and dog licking? Little fetus, pickle man. That doc was crazy. Rewatching a lot of the stuff back and realizing how many things aired that were inappropriate, cringy, and coded. Crazy. I know Duggan Jones gonna have a fire episode this week with all this March Madness going on. See what I did there. Love that song. Like that on future album. Also the song with the Mobb Deep Flip. Oh yeah. However, the same standard I hold Meek Mill to, I hold Future to. This Negro has a fucking song called I'm Fried, and he's just repeating the same shit. Repeating the shit on some they clone Tyrone shit. Metro Boomin production on there is fire, and I like when Future spits like raps. His content at parts on the album sound like he force feeding pills and drugs. Sounds like he force feeding the pills and drug shit to his audience. And that's the part I can't fuck with. K-Dot verse on Like That is fire. I fucks with it. No deep dive needed. Great feature. And likely will carry a lion's share of the streams and sales this week. And will help it be number one this week. I also looked at the song title, What Would Pluto Do by Drake. Kind of strange. And then I always remember the line at the end of Family Ties by Baby Keem and Kendrick. And one of them say, number two, DMing my bitch. That's cool. I don't ask why. Driving from Goldsboro. Had a gig out here this week. Well, shout out to you. First time back DJing in a minute. The vibes was amazing. I swear last week, as soon as I sent my email in, I thought about everything. Mad shit after. Oh, yeah, I got you. That does happen. You could have sent another one. I want to ask a question to both of y'all. Be easy. Would you rather have a reputation as a football player of no hands or can't tackle, and why? What? Your dumbass Steve Harvey impersonation had me crying. Or was that impersonation of Godfrey impersonating Steve Harvey? It's a little bit of both. I'm glad you picked up on that. Well, now why? What? What your ass say? When, I never knew Godfrey could do that.
Godfrey is crazy.
Crazy. Bro, he was on Club Shay Shay.
Yes.
And he did. So it's a part in that, because I listen. You know, y'all know I listen. And he was getting Shannon Sharp to do the Sesame Street. He was like, he was trying to get him to do Sesame Street. So it was a part listening where I thought Shannon really joined in. Mm-mm. And it was Godfrey doing it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Godfrey's good. But yeah, that when he did that Steve Harvey impersonation the first time on his podcast, man, what your ass say? Would I rather have a reputation as a football player of no hands or can't tackle? It depends on the position I play. Like if I was a DB and I was a lockdown corner and people just said I couldn't tackle, I wouldn't care because, you know, I'm batting down balls or whatever. But no hands don't matter. I played on defense, so it wouldn't matter if I didn't have hands. Can't catch. Can't catch. You know what a linebacker is though, right?
Yeah, them the big niggas.
No, not necessarily.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big niggas are line men. Linebackers don't necessarily have to be big. But anyway. He said, Amy, if you had to choose between a partner in law enforcement or a politician, which would you choose and why? That's how he
a partner
it.
Like a nigga?
Yeah. Law enforcement or
I would choose law enforcement.
Why?
Cause he can legally shoot niggas.
We can legally shoot niggas too. You can legally carry your gun anywhere you want to, just about. What your ass say?
I think politicians do too much. to win.
What do you mean?
Like, he might got to suck a nigga dick to get a vote, like, to get, not a vote, but, like, to get funding.
That's how you think? Who you know who sucked the dick?
I mean, I don't know nobody who sucked the dick.
What's a story you heard about that somebody sucked the dick to get funding?
Just TV.
Oh. Because
politicians do anything to get...
I was hoping you was going to say Maze Gilliam.
I was thinking about him.
But he was just having fun. That ain't had shit to do with nothing. That was just his life. That was just Thursday. He said, all right, have a great show, y'all. I might PS another email if I remember some shit. Shout out to DJ Blaze Universe. Talk to y'all later. Thank you for that email. And good to see you back on the ones and twos. And he sent another email. He said, one more thing. Yo, how did I forget? I didn't make it through BMF this week yet. On my first attempt watching, Charles was working on self, mind, body, and spirit, more specifically with dumbbell curls, and Lucille got all hot and bothered. And I cut the fucking TV off and said, I'm going to try again Sunday, DJ High Star. See, I started watching it. It was just on, and I caught it from right before they had the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
An old girl, in the words of the gays, read everyone for filth.
She read the room, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did not leave a page unturned. That's something a gay person would say, right? She did not. Yeah. She read the whole book, as it were. So was the gay character in it this time?
Yes.
She was?
Yes.
I think I did see that because
yes, she was there.
She met up with. Did she meet up with old boy again? The
cop.
The cop.
Yes.
She
also had a moment with Lala. She came on the Lala.
Slowly, that's a character that's not. I don't think that's a real character either. The police. Because remember at the beginning of the series, he locks them up.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's not a police no more.
No, he lost his badge.
Yeah, so how did
after
he lock
his, it? After his
son?
His son.
Who did his son shoot?
His bully.
At school.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot how the son got the gun.
It was in his safe.
Okay. But did Meech put it in the safe? Because wasn't it something where they went to the house to, they went to kidnap the kid? What did they do?
They was in his house.
They went to his house.
They was
something.
In his house, but
the little boy,
but the cop put the gun in the safe.
In the safe, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to turn it in for evidence or something. He was holding that over Meech's
mm-hmm.
head. Yeah. Mm. Oh, and I think that's how he lost
gun,
his bed.
It was a gun that Meech and them had used to kill somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that's how they, that's why they mm-hmm. put him, because he was withholding evidence mm-hmm. or something like that, maybe. We got another email from the homie B-Mac. He says, Dusty too Dusty. He said, Gerald, I started to send you something on the other day too, because it was Sexy Red sitting up with somebody. She posted it and she had the fattest blunt I've ever seen in my life. It's old good nigga blunt.
And good for her.
Y'all should see. You can't see her face. That's right. You can see her grimace when I said that, because you've never seen her smoke. I seen her smoke in two videos after this week. The universe rewards. And it's something that sounds like something you'll say. Give me a Billy Crystal. Says, Yuri, what up, gang? I just had to send an email from last episode because y'all niggas had me bugging. Once again, my man Easy is right. Thank you.
Oh, my
Them
God.
Girls look super dusty, especially Sexy Red, hepatitis A through Z looking ass.
Wow.
I do like her energy, but it's way past her time. Crime Mob was 04, beloved. That dustiness you're referring to is more like a frothy haze. From all them drugs and late ass nights. And then she just posted something like, why do we need to know that you didn't wait your 6 weeks after you had your baby?
Normal people post that. So what is the Sexy Red post that?
She's not a normal
people. I can see that on a regular Facebook.
I've never seen that.
Okay, you gotta follow some of the hood niggas. I keep them around to keep me grounded.
I follow two of the biggest gangbangers in the city. Well, maybe I have to follow the hood women. See, that's it. I don't follow the hood women. I follow a lot of the black queens. No, I'm just joking. I understand why people watch all that Tyler Perry stuff. It's filled with dramatic drama. I know this because I reluctantly watched Zatima in its entirety.
It's good.
With wifey. Lord, the blank stares I had. I had to go watch an actual good show to cleanse my palate, LOL. The Mia Culpa movie. They only care about the paint and soft porn. 3 out of 10. What did I think I gave it a 5 out of 10. I gave it a 5 out of 10.
That movie was beautiful.
Paint and soft porn.
Grinding.
We were so my homeboy mom passed, and I went by there, you know, visit the family, and they were in there watching Boo.
Oh, the Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was ridiculous, but it was you just know what you're gonna get. And they were in there like hooting and hollering, laughing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. He said, I was too hyped before about this rap beat stuff, but I realized this isn't the Music Jones pie. So I'll just say I'm happy once again. Kung Fu Kenny shipped the rap game again. Very telling after a lame 50th year of hip hop all last year. Yeah, I might leave it right there. I don't think it was lame. I mean, they had performances and stuff. Unless he mean like just no action. But I mean, people performed that. They had awards. And
yeah, I think that the 50th year hip hop was more geared towards the actual history of hip hop and not like what was going on in the current year.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I wonder what you mean by it being lame. Because I thought some of the tributes and stuff they did was pretty good. Because you can't have everybody. I don't know. But clarify what you mean by that. He says, there's a lot of stuff I wanted to say, but I think this is enough for now. Oh, leave my glorious King LeBron and Savannah alone. And I'm not going to talk about Jaheim's hair. Leave that man alone.
No Jaheim slander. So I don't know what he's going through. And he gonna make it.
He's going through the same thing Jada Pinkett and Beyonce going through.
What's that?
Alopecia. It gotta be. Also.
Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce said she got alopecia. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, she just said it maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's like, that's why she wear them wigs. Also, always believe Orlando Brown. Them child stars went through some shit, Jack. But hold up, did Orlando Brown say he got diddled or he just said Raven sucked his penis?
He said Orlando done said a lot. He said he slept with men. He said he slept with Raven. He all over the place.
Yeah. Them child stars went through some shit, Jack. Watch quiet on the set if you're not gonna tell us to watch shit. Damn shame what happened to Drake. All right, I'm gone for real. Peace, y'all. Tips head back in the door. Damn, Dre looked good pregnant. No dust on that. Damn, I had to unfollow her though. And yes, it did hurt, so I followed back. But I'm going to leave again. I don't follow nobody like Dre, I don't think. It was one woman I used to follow, and she just added no value to my experience other than looking good with her old ass.
Bernice?
No, I never followed Bernice. She's not famous though. But yeah, I never followed Bernice. Oh no. At least pretend like you selling houses or something. Like, I don't know.
That's what she's supposed to be?
Who?
Bernice.
No, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She just don't.
Oh.
Like, she don't pretend to do nothing from what I saw. But I've never followed. Like, I only seen.
That sound like a fucking win to me.
Pictures of her though. Like, you know, it's the whole I do this, I do that. A lot of people don't want to look like they just get the money from their men. Like, I don't see, like, a lot. Like, they either talk about they sell Forex or they sell real estate or they selling some kind of tea or, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that must be was, like, early 2000s. Now, we don't care. Well, not we, because
I
still got to go to work tomorrow.
I don't see too many of them who just vacation, and they don't have nothing else going on. I don't see none of them. It's always some kind of, like, they doing something. But yeah.
Soft life.
I hear that.
That's where we at. Soft life.
So yeah. Well, B-Mac mentioned it and DJ Highstar mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that first or you want to talk about Freaknik first?
I mean, we here. Well, it don't matter.
We'll talk about Freaknik. I think we talk less time about Freaknik.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet on the set. Your thoughts. What do you think about it?
Quiet on the set was very eye-opening. Like, I was literally just stuck in one spot with my mouth open. Like,
hey, yo, that's a dance, not a joke.
Okay, so first
hold
of
on,
all.
How many? It was just four episodes,
right? It was
right?
four episodes. Okay. So first of all, let me say this. Mm-hmm. Because you remember when we wanted to do a top five on Nickelodeon shows? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I didn't grow up with cable, so mm-hmm. I didn't watch some shows like that. So I wasn't as attached to finding this stuff out as most people was. Because mm-hmm. I didn't watch a lot of this stuff.
But, so those shows were after my Nickelodeon time.
Yeah, we were grown, pretty much grown.
Pretty much grown, yeah.
With the Drake. Like when Drake and Josh. Even we were teenagers when all that was on.
Now, the first part of all that, the early years, because like you'll see all that, but you don't see Kenan and Kel. They didn't show a lot of clips of Kenan and Kel.
They was not
in it like that, yeah. So these were the after years. Even the heavyset girl that wound up on Steve Harvey show. I can't think of her name.
Lori Beth Denberg.
Her. They didn't show like a lot of clips. So these are after. So I really wasn't attached to none of these kids or these shows. Like the black kids that weren't there, I didn't mm-hmm. know them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway.
So, yeah, again, it was just, wow. Wow.
I was just surprised that. How old is Dan Snyder now? Because. A lot of the stuff they were putting on him, like the peanut butter thing, that's weird. And as for kids, I guess that would be funny. But if you go back, like a kid don't know like the animal or peanut butter thing.
Dan Snyder is
probably 60.
58.
All right. So he's 58 now. And they said that was what? The early 2000s?
Mm-hmm.
So 25 years ago.
He knew what the fuck he was doing now.
My thing was like, if you run with a bunch of kids and the kids say something and you say pause,
mm-hmm.
that ain't for the kids.
Right.
That's for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I was thinking about, remember there was like a Prince joke on Animaniacs where it was like, he fingered the Prince or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I said something about fingerprints. Mm-hmm. I think that was it. The joke was fingerprints.
Oh.
And then one of them went and got and had Prince, like was holding a cartoon Prince.
No.
And then there's like, why'd you bring Prince? He's like, oh, I thought you said something else. It was something like that.
What?
Yeah, but that's an adult joke. The kid, like when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I did not get that joke. But then somebody brought it back up.
A lot of the cartoons are like that now.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that my kid be watching, like, I'm like, I look over him like,
but
did you realize what just happened?
But it ain't even like that now. It's been like that forever. Even like Bugs Bunny and all mm-hmm. of that. Like the jokes were like adult jokes. Stuff like Shrek and all of that. It'll be having like little adult mm-hmm. jokes in it. You just got to catch it.
Especially SpongeBob too.
Oh, SpongeBob too?
SpongeBob, yeah. A lot of the stuff like kids don't understand. SpongeBob for the grown-ups.
Okay. So I thought about that, but then I was like, but these cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
These ain't real kids.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that kind of made a difference. But like, you know, the part where now I thought they were kind of reaching with the boy with the nose.
That looked like a dick.
But I didn't think it looked like a dick until they said
it. They said it, yeah.
And I still was like, it kind of do. Like it was on his shoulders and mm-hmm. all this and that. Some of that stuff was like, y'all kind of reaching.
So I saw a clip this morning uh-huh. and they Diddy was a guest star on All That. Uh-huh. The later All That.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a boy was on the couch asleep, and they was like, Diddy, you know, help us out, we can't wake our friend up. And Diddy was like, did you pour milk on him? They was like, yeah. It was like, he was like, did you do something else? And they was like, yeah. He was like, I got it. And he pulled out a toy helicopter. He was like, put this in his pants. And I'm like, okay, well, that's odd. But the kids went and did it, and they came back and was like, Diddy, that didn't work. So Diddy gave them a remote control. It was like, okay, now try this. So they turned on the remote control to the toy helicopter in the boy pants,
mm-hmm.
right in the front. And so what you think happened?
It got chopped up.
Like the helicopter started raising moving. Up. Yeah, in his pants. And then, you know, he jumped up.
But see, you can take, all right, so you can take that several ways.
Mm-hmm.
When you first said, I was like, well, his pants going to raise up. But then, like, I was like, well, maybe the blades are chop his thing up and make him wake up or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just.
But, like, that's weird. The stuff that Dan did off camera, according to the women who were in the room.
Which was wild. It was. more creepy and very like not appropriate for work type stuff than like the for one, the two women sharing a salary was crazy.
Yeah.
And that was like in like 2000. Why the fuck would you fall for that? Not fall for it, like not say nothing.
They just wanted to use that as a stepping stone. I guess they felt like that was a stepping stone to get where you wanted to be.
That
to be a writer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Call centers was hiring.
It was that, and then the one that was probably the worst was when he kept egging the lady on to say something like sexual.
Slut. Like,
no, I'm gonna stand up and say I'm a slut or something like that. Now, I wonder if there was stuff like that men had to do too. Mm. Or was it only the women?
There was only one man that they interviewed.
That was a writer?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Like, not trying to defend him, but at the time, well, not even at the time, like.
Just trying to figure out, like, how could he get away with this without nobody saying anything? Like, how did y'all let him just do this?
Oh, because some workplaces just not like workplaces. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a guy at a job. I ain't gonna say where it was, but he was like, man, if y'all get these orders done, I swear to God, man, I'll suck your dick. Like, we understand you trying to motivate, but how you tell them boys that? I'd have did like Charleston White and just snitch just because, you know what I'm saying?
People were scared to snitch back then, too.
People scared to snitch now.
Because there wasn't laws. Well, yes, there was. In 2000, there was laws against that.
Yeah, that's why it's even like, I don't like when people curse at work. Because you cursing at work, when you start cursing at work, you might just be cursing, but now when I start cursing at work and you take it a different way.
Oh, you don't mean, you mean like.
Just period. I just don't like when people curse at work because it can get taken in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody could be out of a job because those words can be taken out of context. Because we're not friends. You're not my friend and you don't know how I really talk. I don't know how you really talk. So you might say something and I might think you being a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And now we in HR.
I got.
Or we about to fight.
I got granted my unemployment because somebody cursed at me at work.
Really?
It was a job I ended up quitting. And when they asked, when I was doing the interview, because, you know, if you quit, they try to hold your unemployment. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, well, you know, he cursed at me and I got proof because I had recorded him cursing in a meeting. It was a manager's meeting. Yes. And he was just, you know, being a white man as a manager, as a leader. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, cussing in a meeting.
Yeah, because
he thought it was cool. He thought all his managers was cool, but he didn't know I wasn't one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was recording.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, don't be cursing in meetings. Don't be cursing. Just don't curse at work, period. Because we not friends. We at work. Be professional the whole time. You mad, don't cuss. Because I might take it a certain way. And then we start tussling and you like, nah, I just talk like that. Oh, well, I just fight like that. But so I don't know if it's a little bit of that in it. Like, they just was real loose at their job. But, like, the stuff with the women, like, you can't talk like that around women, for one. Because even if you mean it or don't, but you know he was a piece of shit because of the salary thing. Just that off top is horrible. But the other stuff. But then for him to hire that Brian dude. The Brian dude. When they showed up, when he was like, yeah, it was a picture of, so I was like, bro, please don't say John Wayne Gacy. Please don't say John Wayne Gacy. He was like, and it was a serial killer, John Wayne Gacy. I was like, oh my God. And then you tell, but you know what? Back then, people really did, I don't think people really knew the whole story about that dude or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then not only do you show him, you call other people in that's at the party, like,
yeah, like, hey, come look at
some
this
cool shit. Like, come look at my Nazi. Come look at my Nazi shit. Yeah, that shit was wild. But for him to be that bad, and then I think Drake still need counseling for it because he can't even say what it was. Oh. He was just like, just thinking the worst thing that could be done to you or whatever. It was that.
And the report said like sodomy and oh my
forcible
God.
Rape and all kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And his dad.
So that was kind of the part. So what happened that his dad wasn't his manager anymore?
So his dad pretty much had custody.
Uh-huh.
And his dad was the one taking him to the set and all that stuff. Well, they got in his ear to
they
tell
got
him
Drake ear.
And was like, you know, hey, your dad is the one holding you back, blah, 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 blah. Then they had a conversation where he was like, I don't want you to be my manager no more. Dad's crushed. Mom comes in. I guess she saw dollar signs. I don't know. Uh-huh. But mom was just like, okay, well, you know, keep acting, whatever. Okay, yeah, go to that nigga house. Okay, whatever. I'll pick you up later. Yeah, sure. Stay the night, whatever.
Oh, so it was the mom that was...
The mom let it happen. The dad was like, okay, we gonna do this. I'll step back from being his manager.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Please don't leave him alone with this man.
Also, the dad did say don't leave him alone with that man.
The dad was like, I'm picking up on something. I don't know what it is. I don't trust him. Please don't leave him alone with this man. And the mama was just like, Nickelodeon money, go get it.
But did they say that about the mom?
No. I mean, but she let it happen. Who just let their teenager just spend the night at a man's house?
If you look at that man, like, I can see it happening. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
I guess, because it happens in people's family.
Yeah, but like, even like if you don't think the person is a creep, a lot of people look kind of like a boss. Mm-hmm. You don't think your boss would not pay you what you're supposed to be paid or stuff like that. But you, all your life, you growing up, like, you know, teachers, police officers, coaches, them the people like to look out for the kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this person in a position, like they work with kids, so they looking out for the kids. So you feel like, well, if this gonna help the kid, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think it was like, well, fuck it, it's the money. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see how people can get fooled.
And then I think some parents are so overwhelmed and overstimulated that they look for that opportunity for that break. And they're just like, oh, you got my kid for the night? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Free time. I've never fed into that.
Or if you just don't, like if you grew up and you never had like anything like that happen to anybody in your family, like if you've never had that happen.
I don't know why I'm so weary. I don't know why I'm so scared then.
Like I grew up.
Scared.
I grew up going to spend the night at people's house. Like we went and spent the night at this person's house or that person's house or.
Okay, so I guess I do know why. Maybe my mama put that in me. Cause we was not spending the night at people's house like that.
Yeah, like when people be like, you not going to such and such house to spend the night, like there's been posts like that lately or whatever. I'm like, like you won't go to your, like you ain't spent the night at your grandma's house with all your cousins over there, or you ain't went to your aunt's house to spend the night.
Hell
and all that?
The fuck no.
Yeah, see, I can't say I ain't never
my mama
had,
would not plan it.
I can't say I ain't never had that in. Like I seen it before, you know, that type of bad stuff, but like
we ain't spend the night. The most we did, we was like a couple of hours while she went to the card game.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But that's it.
Like
that's
we had, like I remember nights we were like I talk about my cousin Lila now, you know what I'm saying? We have a sleepover, he'd be like 5, 6, 7 of us. We was sleeping over, we playing the game all night, we up, and our thing was like we gonna stay up all night to watch the sun come up. We stay up, the sun come up, then that, you know what I'm saying? We stayed up all night, we, you know, we 11, 12 years old, that type of shit. So I ain't never really, not with no parent doing no shit like that, or no older sibling like coming in fucking with nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it is with girls, but not with little boys. So if the mama, like the daddy might have had like you said, the daddy said he thought about it.
He picked up on something.
Yeah.
So some he probably had something like that in his past with some family or something like that to look for it.
Or he just might have picked up on it, like some weird shit just being around men. You just know, like when this man like acting a little weird toward, you know what I'm saying? That might be it too. Like he just might be around.
Because he said he would see the guy like rubbing his son's back and like.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You got a kid, you might rub their head or something. You know what I'm saying? Grab that on the top of their head or some manly shit like that, but you ain't rubbing no kid back. Yeah, you don't do no shit like that. Put your elbow on their head or something. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a whole lot of shit. So I think, is that supposed to be a part 2?
I don't think so. But they do need to do one for Disney.
Because they were saying, another thing, a lot of the face shots for the girls was wild.
That now was that's wild. Dan. Now that's all Dan.
That was wild. That was wild. The clothing choices.
Young when they had Ariana Grande trying to squeeze that potato, trying to make potato
wild.
Juice.
That was wild.
Yeah.
And that was not on, was that one of the things that was on the web show, not the real show?
Mm-hmm.
Which was wild.
And he definitely had a type, because even though he was with a lot of different like generations of Nickelodeon,
mm-hmm.
he didn't. Well, far as we know, because we didn't see Lori Beth, he didn't fuck with Lori Beth. We don't know. He didn't fuck with any of the black girls, the ones that were interviewed anyway. They said they probably felt more hatred. So he might have had a little racism in there.
Probably so, or probably just. Probably a little bit of all of it, like racism, and because like if you were doing a show or something like that, you had all kinds of kids, you probably would, even if it's not intentional,
mm-hmm.
you probably would lean toward the kid that looked more like you.
Yeah, I mean, I know I would.
Yeah. and not even intentional, like just it, that shit ain't, you know, that shit just happens. But
who knew? I'm like, I didn't even know who Dan Snyder was. Like, I knew of his face, but I didn't know
because he
his
used to
name.
Be on the shows all the time.
He was in Good Burger.
Yeah. But then you would see his name up there, but I didn't know he was like the creator dude.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but you was every time as soon as the creators come up, he's created by Dan Snyder or whatever. So, but I mean, he made them a lot of money.
He did.
But a lot of these shows were not my era shows. Like them mm-hmm. kids that was up there, not my era shows. So, but yeah, it was very interesting. If you start, when you started, you ain't gonna want to stop,
right? Because yeah. I was fighting sleep like Trey, trying to stay up. I was like, I gotta finish.
Because but they didn't talk about now people suspecting him and Amanda Bynes.
Have you seen Amanda Bynes lately?
I think she like went crazy or something like that.
So,
so
here's the recent thing with her, right? So she's trying to live a normal life and she wants to be a nail tech. So this came out like 2 weeks ago. She posted this on her social media.
She broke?
She was trying to pass. I don't even think she's broke. I just think she's trying to live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to be a nail tech. So she went to take the test, the state board, to become a nail tech. And she failed. And it crushed me because she was so hopeful before, like the before,
oh,
she was like, no, I just saw a post of like, and she was so hopeful. She was like, all right, y'all, wish me luck. I'm going to take the test today. And she missed it by like 2 points. And I probably shed a tear.
Really?
Because I was like, oh my God, what did y'all do to this girl? Like, why is she out here trying to do nails? One, and two, she didn't even pass that test. Like, what did
Maybe
y'all do to
hard.
Her? I'm sure it is, but think about normal bitches passing the test.
Maybe.
Like, why she got to do nails?
Maybe she ain't
was normal. She was a queen on Nickelodeon. What the fuck she got to do nails for? She's a wonderful actress. Because even she was still doing it as an adult. What the fuck did Dan Snyder do to her?
Maybe it's not Dan Snyder. Maybe it's something else.
Because
I saw something where she was like trying to get out of her conservatorship. Because they said they had one for her too.
Oh, her daddy's fucking trash.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Mm. But we saw. I still think Britney Spears should have still been in hers. But I don't. Maybe because. But I mean, she seemed normal in some of those outtakes and stuff like the behind the scenes footage.
When
she seemed normal
little?
When she was a kid. But maybe I don't know, man. Like it's hard because, like I talk about a homeboy I had like when we were younger, and something happened in his life. Like it was something tragic happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like and they say it happened while he was going through puberty, and they said that contributed to him being like bipolar or whatever. Like mm-hmm. it kind of messed up the chemicals in his brain or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true, because that, you know, this is 30 years ago.
And one more thing before we get off that. Did you see the black kid who, when Nickelodeon fired him, he blamed his mom?
Mm.
And now all this stuff is coming out. So I wonder if, like, him and his mom repaired their relationship. Like, he hated his mom. He said that, like.
But, I mean, maybe his mom caused it, though. Because Nickelodeon fired him. He ain't saying nothing about Dan Snyder.
His mama probably did cause it. She was on the set. She didn't leave him on the set like the other parents did. She was on the set. She was involved. When Dan Snyder was trying to put him in the fucking tights and shit, his mama was speaking up like, why is this necessary? Like, she was there.
Mm.
And so they didn't invite him to come on to the next season.
To the next season.
And
was that the same one that said that he didn't like being in the tights, or was that another one?
Another one. That was a different kid. This was the one that said he was responsible for trying to get his family out of the hood.
They can put, now that this has come out, like, little JJ said something about my show got canceled, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, come on, little JJ. You're not the best actor. Let's be real. And you was young and had braids. It was only so many black kids that was gonna watch that show. Not everybody who had a show that didn't have a show gonna say Nickelodeon this, Nickelodeon that, and not Dan Snyder. Cause a lot, like, Nickelodeon was like, they didn't know what the fuck Dan Snyder was doing. They mm-hmm. was just, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of be like that with big companies. I don't know, man. It's just a whole mess. I'm glad I was older.
Because they never, I mean, even though, because we don't have the girls there to confirm that Dan was fucking with them, none of them could really confirm it.
You know what? All y'all full of shit, because y'all niggas still sit up here and laugh at Martin, and Gina said Martin was harassing her, and y'all was like, just bring the show back. We don't need Gina. Y'all full of shit. Y'all don't care about these
sexual harassment. There is a difference between when you fuck with kids. R. Kelly fucked with kids. Diddy did not. We're going to keep on Diddy bopping.
I'm trying to think of somebody who got away with it. Nobody. Woody Allen. No. Yeah. I just thought of that, though. Yeah. It's a while. It was good. It was very entertaining. But I guess because I didn't have the connection with the shows and the kids,
mm-hmm.
I just thought of it like, you know, any other bad shit that would happen to some kids. Like, I wasn't overly, my child here was a lie. Ren and Stimpy ain't did that shit. Doug and Patty Mayonnaise still together. I don't know what you're talking about. I still remember watching Hey Dude and enjoying it. But yeah, in other documentary news, the Freaknik thing came out. Did you watch that?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I thought it could have
been better.
It could have been deeper if they wanted it to. I think they wanted to keep it light. They did enough just to make us watch it and keep us intrigued.
I don't think they had the money or the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because doing stuff on video and doing stuff audio is way different. Audio, you can have all these clips and voices and stuff, but video, it's a lot more storage mm-hmm. for video. So it's harder to do the video. Then you got to go to these places and find these clips and record these people and get the lighting and all of that. When audio, you just need the mics.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a podcast that came out called Freaknik, and I listened to it. It came out like a couple years ago, and it told a story. I think it's called A Paradise Lost or something like that. Very well done.
I was shocked to find out the origins of Freaknik, and because I didn't know that.
Yeah, nobody did. Yeah, it's called Freaknik, a Discourse on a Paradise Lost. Everything they said in this documentary, they said it on this podcast.
Mm.
Even with, like, because I was wanting them to mention certain things that they did mention in the documentary, because I started listening to the podcast again to kind of, you know, brush up on some of the stuff. So, like you were saying about the origins, with it being from colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, the word freak. And people, like, they said that freak really didn't mean like freak, like be freak sexual. It mm-hmm. was just, that was the word of the time period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Le chic.
Yeah. Like dope. Like dope don't mean drugs, like you mm-hmm. say something dope, it just mean it good. Like now, even like from the 80s, I remember when one of my teachers had got a Nissan Maxima, mm-hmm. like the one that was in, was it Menace Society? Which is the one with Chauncey and they had to steal that
yeah,
car.
Yeah. So oh, that was the one.
Hold up, was that the square one or that was the first like kind of round one?
That was the kind of round one. That was the one.
So she had that one, right? We was in elementary school. And one of the kids, one of the hood kids from, it's like, dawg, Miss Mudrow? No, he was like, huh. It was a girl too. She's like, dang, Miss Mudrow, your car dope. She's like, dope? Ain't no drugs in my car? What are you talking about, dope? We just started laughing. We're like, nah, Miss Mudrow, we talk, that mean it look good. We like it. She's like, oh, my car dope then. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So same thing with that freak shit. Like, it ain't meant like the... shout out to Neek. She did make a point about Uncle Luke. Like, we need to get rid of Luke. Cause every time he come around, he fucks some shit up. And we don't need to get rid of him. But if it weren't for him and his kind, it probably would still be going.
It would be still going, and it will probably have turned into what they intended it to be, just a big
college
picnic for only college students mm-hmm. or college adjacent students.
But I think the name kind of fucked it up. Yeah. And in the city.
They didn't think of a name that would age well.
But you don't think like that when you're in college.
Yeah, that's true.
But even like the who started it, well, if you haven't listened, so Freaknik started from, what was it called? The DC College Club or something? Mm-hmm. What were they called? DC College Club? Mm-hmm. And they were just a group of, and like for somebody that like really didn't have to go off to college or go away to college, certain things you don't really think about. And one of the things was like being from all over the country, going to a different city. Like you going to a black school, but black ain't the same everywhere.
That's true.
And you want to be with somebody who know about certain things from your city. And they had different clubs for different cities where people were from. So it was like a DC College Club. Like it was like people from California, Detroit. Mm-hmm. They all had their own clubs. And the DC College Clubs, like one of the things they used to do was they would either charter a bus for people to go back home on a holiday so you could pay like $50, $60 to go home during a holiday. Mm-hmm. Or if they couldn't go home because of money or whatever, they would just do like a little cookout or picnic or whatever. So that's how Freaknik got created mm-hmm. by the DC College
during Club. Spring break.
During spring break because people couldn't go home. So they wanted something to do on camp while they had to stay at school or whatever. And that's how it started and it just grew and grew.
I'm going to say it.
What?
Men fuck Freaknik up.
I 83% want to agree until I seen that video of the van and the women charging for men to come in and touch them and fuck.
Who was paying for it?
We just supporting our sisters.
Oh, shit.
And the crazy part about it is them same vans was riding around back week too. It was the same shit. Like, bro, it was one time, like, me and my homies was walking, like, we walked through. It was like a gang of ravenous niggas. Right? So we was like, yeah. So it was like three girls walking. We was like, hey, y'all don't want to walk down there. It was like, huh? It's like, don't walk down there.
That's why I never went to back week.
There was like, but it would like only be certain sections. It wouldn't be the whole thing because most of the people be walking down the regular strip. But
I've never been. Mm. Right there. I can reach out and touch back week. Never been. Just because of that.
It's amazing.
I just, as someone who had the body that I had as a teenager and as a young adult, back week wasn't the place for me.
Not as a teenager, no. I didn't go till I was, well, I was still a teenager, but I was grown.
That's what I meant. Like, 18, 19, 20.
No, but some
21.
People was going like 15, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, some people was going at 15. I never, like, anybody my age said they went to Freaknik. I think you lying or you had irresponsible parents.
Yeah. Because Bike Week has that same rich history.
Yeah, I think it started because. Like,
because the white folks had their event and it didn't start in Myrtle Beach. It started in Atlanta Beach. Uh-huh. And it was, the people were so responsible. Like there's a picture floating around somewhere. I think my aunt got it of my mama at Bike Week and my brother went with her. Like you could take your kids. It was a family event.
Now, you still could take your kids though. You still could take your kids to Bike Week. Like it still be some family stuff. Like, yeah, you still see families down there, mm-hmm. like older people and stuff, but it's certain areas and parts. Like that shit just get too wild.
It started as a to be an event for us mm-hmm. by us, and it was not.
Then it just turned into people who don't got a bike coming down there messing it up.
Yep. Yeah. Men came to grab women.
You can't blame it all on the men, because I've gotten grabbed myself by women.
Who let it happen?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden. I was sexually assaulted that bike week. One girl was like,
That's why I didn't go. That's why I never went. I was scared.
Nah, that didn't happen to the average person. And it depended on, like, well, sometimes it didn't depend on how you were dressed. But
you know where I did cut the food like that at, though?
Where?
Grad night.
Oh, at but that was all high school people.
I went down there act like I ain't had no home training.
Really?
Yeah. With strangers.
I wonder if I saw
that. Got some pictures of me somewhere bunk up.
I think we was down there together.
We were down there the same week.
At the same weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Because Britney Spears was the, mm-hmm. I think the year before it was Aaliyah. We was like, who is this white? Nobody don't care about no Britney Spears. We want to hear us. Because Aaliyah was the year before.
Some pictures of me somewhere with some guys from Alabama bunk up.
Wow.
Can we take a picture with you? Hell yeah.
So that's how you would have been at bike week.
I know. And that's why I never went. Mm.
But Freaknik was, I liked it. You know, they told the history and
mm-hmm.
all of that. That documentary was good.
It was.
But that one, I felt real bad for that one lady. But I think she's leaving something out of the story.
Oh, are you victim blaming?
No. But I think it's something left out of the story.
It's just, and I hate to say this because I don't want to sound elitist, like, you know, the people who went to college saying people who didn't go to college, but that's, them was local niggas. Probably not even local niggas, but those was just niggas who did that to her. Like, yeah, those wasn't college students.
It wasn't college kids, yeah. It wasn't college kids that did that. Yeah.
Those were some grown ass people that did that to her.
Mm-hmm. Cause that's what it turned into. But those really the only people who can go from Michigan to Atlanta on a weekend when all the prices jacked up. It's grown people.
Well, back then the prices wouldn't. People didn't know to jack the prices up.
Yes, they did.
Are you sure?
In a convention city, of course they're gonna jack the prices up because all the rooms selling out. So and then bike week. I mean, Freaknik been going on from the late 80s, and this was like 94, 95 when that happened to that lady. Mm. Did it happen later on?
I think it was a little later. And they skipped the part where they drove the car through Greenbrier. I was waiting to see that.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah, they drove a car through Greenbrier. That was during Freaknik.
Wow. But like you say, it wasn't no college people. It was regular people. Regular people. Stuff like how they talked about, is it called Black College? Like Black Spring Break that would be in Daytona?
Mm-hmm.
I went to that one, yeah.
And then you see Luke afterwards.
What? What did he say?
He was like, oh, this ain't over. He's like, I got video. He's like, Daytona. If you was in Daytona, if you was in Myrtle Beach, he was like, I ain't done. There's more to come. Nigga, please.
Did he have something to do with this?
He was one of the producers.
Oh, like, that's the part of him that just, stop, Luke. You too old. Stop. I mean, we appreciate what you did for, censorship and all that kind of stuff.
Because
if it weren't for him, it wouldn't be no Suki or Sexy Red or Lil' Kim or none of the cussing ass niggas. It wouldn't be none of that. Cause y'all has to be locked up in jail every time you try to perform. So, you know. But you're just too old for this stuff, Luke. You're just too old. But he is kind of ignorant talking and stuff. And thinking the shit cool.
But you were saying you went to Daytona. What'd you do?
Oh no, it was just, you know, a lot of college. It was some not college age people there, but for the most part, it was a lot of college age people and just youth. There wasn't no old niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when I first seen Lil Duval down there. We was at the thing, but it was a lot of like people performing and all kind of stuff. It was just dope. That's what they did. They had Spring Bling down there and stuff. But yeah, but those two documentaries were good to watch. We've been at it. Shout out to y'all in them emails and Dan Schneider. I don't know if you care about this, Amy, but Honey Boo Boo is missing some money because of Mama.
That don't surprise me.
I
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
It don't surprise me because they were in the early, they were early reality TV.
Yeah, before social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before you could really make a lot of money. So she figures this, honey, it probably not no money missing, period. I don't think it no money
missing.
They
probably didn't make a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought that was
because they didn't know that what reality TV was going to turn into.
Mm-hmm. They were like on that first wave of, they were on the regular, on the wave of reality TV where it was just regular people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other news, celebrity news, Jonathan Majors, he thought he was out of the woods, but he's being sued by his ex-girlfriend for defamation, assault, and battery.
The same girl?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
Well, because, and it makes sense, though, because of the, you know, the assault that he's done with, you know, allegedly against her.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he's been confronted publicly about her allegations, he always called her a liar. And it says he specifically claimed that he has never put his hands on a woman. And he said that they said that's with the goal of convincing the world that Grace is not a victim of domestic abuse, but instead a crazy liar who should be treated as such. And for him to say, I've never touched that one, put my hands on a woman, whatever, it makes sense. So
him and Megan still in their roles.
I think she really liked him. I don't think he really liked her. Cause you ever seen that person with the body language? You ever seen that clip? It's like a body language thing, and it was going through different pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this person really into this person not into that person, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, if two people take a picture together, the person that's really into the other person,
like they, how they turn and certain
yeah,
things
turn
like
a
that.
Certain way
yeah.
and lean into them. So ever since then, I'd be looking at pictures to see. They'd be like, well, this person is uncomfortable in this picture, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of pointing it out. Some of it be kind of bullshit, but it kind of look kind of like it. So it's one picture where she like really leaning into him, and you know, he'd be making them slave faces. And he was like kind of leaning back a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think he really in there. I don't think
he
really.
He probably can't even smell the, can't stand the smell of Pump It Up.
Cocoa butter. Whatever she used on them faux locks. He don't like it. Let's see what else. A lot of people are talking about Princess Kate. Y'all not going to learn about talking about people.
Well,
y'all did it to Jonathan Majors. No, not Jonathan Majors. Chadwick Boseman.
We did.
You were part of that?
I was.
Oh, God. I had such high hopes for you. We were rooting for you.
And it wasn't necessarily the weight loss with him. It was like...
He couldn't dress?
No. Wait, no.
That fit was slight.
It was just...
Sick and no sick.
It was just like, I could tell he just didn't want to be there. Like, because there was a like every time after Black Panther, like every time he was on the red carpet, he was just expected to do the Wakanda Forever salute. And it looked like he was just so tired of being T'Challa and wanted to be Chadwick again.
It was somebody after Chadwick Boseman, and they were sick. Well, they took some weird looking pictures.
Well, I did it with Bishop Eddie Long. I was on his ass.
Hey, yo, you weren't the only one. That was before, though. That was before Chadwick. But it was somebody after Chadwick.
Yeah.
And people were like, y'all ain't learning that from Chadwick.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming to find out, this person was like very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And now they were saying that Princess Kate was had gotten BBL surgery.
God damn, no. BBL.
got a tummy tuck or something.
Oh, yeah. Because the family put this out.
Uh-huh.
The family put out that she had some abdominal surgery. People didn't make that up.
Yes, but people took it to BBL type shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, all they had to do was fucking be truthful. They running around trying to hide shit.
Well, I mean, I told you I had surgery. I ain't got to tell you I had to get a bacchiotomy.
If you in the public eye, you better say something.
You ain't better say nothing. You ain't got to.
Well, they could have just stayed quiet. But people gonna speculate.
Yeah, true indeed. But don't speculate the worst of the worst. There's like, she a clone now and she dead and all kind of shit. And this woman got diagnosed with cancer.
Most of this wasn't us now.
60% was the BBL. Now, Tummy Tuck.
This wasn't us. We just kind of was like.
The one thing they did, though, was the picture. Mm-hmm. But she said she posted that just because she be fucking around with the filters and shit.
Sure. Okay. Sure. But yeah, white people been on this, and then black people was like, what y'all got going on over there? Like, yeah. we heard some ruckus. Mm-hmm. We looked over. Mm-hmm. This ain't us.
Yeah, that's all on them.
But I feel bad.
I don't feel shit because I ain't said nothing.
No, I mean, I feel bad because she got cancer and she got kids, you know? So.
Well, I mean, is it?
They rich enough to cure it? Shit.
Was it a stage cancer?
Oh, I don't even know what kind
she got. Let me tell you something. If being rich enough could cure cancer, we'd have, we still have Steve Jobs and a whole bunch of niggas.
How you know Steve Jobs ain't just wanted to go? Or better yet, how do you know he dead?
Oh, he dead. His clothes looking like Chadwick clothes. Last time I saw him, all big and shit. You out there because you should have got, he needed a medium. All he had was larges at the crib. He just had put what he had on, them big sweatpants and shit. We saw Steve. Steve gone. You think, tell me how I know Steve wanted to go. Steve wanted to see the iPhone 13. You see the camera on that bitch?
He didn't see the iPhone 13. Damn.
All the Pro Max.
Damn. Yeah.
Them headphones they came out with, man. You could do all that stuff with it. He was dead before Apple Pay.
Damn.
Was he dead before the Apple Watch?
I think he saw the Apple Watch.
He ain't seen the two.
He ain't seen the one that can detect when you fall. He ain't saw that one.
He ain't seen that one. The one to do the heart rate. Like, that shit coming, Steve. Hold on. It's like a relative when they sick in the hospital. I just wanted to, that's how my grandma was. She just wanted to see my Uncle Mike. My Uncle Mike came to the hospital and she died.
And then she died right then. 2 hours later. No, seriously, though. Yeah.
Steve just wanted to see the iPhone 7.
My mama held on long enough to come home. No, seriously. They do that for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was in the hospital. She told the doctor, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
And they sent her home and called up the hospice people and shit. And she made it 24 hours at the house.
Steve ain't got to see C on Apple TV. He wanted to see how that was going to turn out. He ain't got to see none of that shit. You think he some way. No, he wanted to see all of that. He rich enough. Niggas living in that damn 3-bedroom house. Steve Jobs living in a 25-square-foot house in Silicon Valley. Been paid off. Shit, you think this nigga didn't have...
That's how the rich stay rich.
Didn't have him... the rich stay rich by not paying taxes. Fuck that. You could get rich by not going to Starbucks. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Cost more gas money for me to get to work than buying Starbucks. But yeah, so... I would say I want to care, but I really don't care.
I feel for her kids. That's about it.
Yeah.
If she cheating at his husband.
If she can't get healthy, get better.
Oh, and then there was a meme, because we forget this. Her husband used to be fine.
He had hair.
Like, he was the good looking. No, he was fine. He had them eyes and that chiseled face. He was fine. And then he started cheating on his woman, started cheating on his wife. Start turning into his daddy then. They say Princess Diana snatched her jeans back.
No, she left her jeans there. Pattern baldness comes from the mother's side, so that's highly ironic that it did come from her. She did snatch it, literally. It's one thing that I want to talk about that I thought it was good, but then it's kind of bad. So it was a lady down in Hilton Head. She owned some land.
Oh, yeah.
And this development company wanted to take the money. I mean, wanted to, you know, take her land, and she would never sell. And they wanted to, like, do eminent domain type shit on her and all of that. But
Tyler Perry got involved.
Snoop Dogg got involved. Like, it went viral. And so I saw the article was like, they reached the deal. But I saw where it said the family of Josephine Wright reached the deal.
Yeah, she passed away.
Yeah, I was like, damn, she died.
About that.
We did.
Yeah.
Jesus. This go to show that I don't know what the fuck we do. Once I leave here, it's like somebody hit me with that Men in Black thing, the neuralizer.
Yeah, we
yeah, she
mentioned
died.
That she passed. Yeah.
Miss Wright. I'll see her in the street.
But see,
Ms.
my thing is, when I read this article, they get to keep the land. And I'm picturing they little house, because lady had a double wide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she had a double wide. I thought
it was the land that they wanted, not just the house.
Yeah,
a little double wide on the coast. In, you know, their land, and then developments all around it. They probably ain't even gonna be able to get to that fucking land, to that house.
Why?
Well, I mean, I guess they got to be a road there for.
I think it's on the road.
Oh, okay, but like, why would you? I'm sorry. I would have sold the fuck out of that land.
Oh no.
Or rented it or something, because like, I would not even. My quality of life would be so fucked up if I kept my little piece of land right there, and if them companies still built everything around it.
I mean, it's your land. It's a book I'm reading by Michael Harris. It's called Black AF History.
Mm-hmm.
And he talk about how down there, well, it was on James Island or John's Island, whatever, like, after like the Civil War, one of the plantations, like, they actually gave like the land that the plantation owners had, they gave it to like former
mm-hmm.
slaves.
Mm-hmm.
But then like Andrew Jackson came back and changed the law.
Wow.
Yeah, like after Lincoln got killed or whatever. But like there was people like had land down there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like she was like one of them people that like got the land through her ancestors or whatever and don't want to give it up. So I'm with it. Keep that shit. Leave that little trailer sitting there to make everything look worse. She's 94 years old. I wonder how that trailer looked. But I think they bought her a new house.
Offered to buy a new house.
Yeah, that was it. But I think Snoop gave
move
like
her. Yeah.
$30,000. Snoop gave like $30,000 and Tyler gave a lot of money too.
And trailers like buses. You can just swap that shit out.
Trailers are like cars. Once you pay it off, you get a title from the DMV, not a deed. But shout out to her.
We ain't knocking trailers, y'all. I grew up in one. So don't emailing up here.
You can email all you want to. You know damn well. Ain't no way y'all trailers just cost $154,000. Y'all ought to be shaming y'all damn self. Now I got to do underpinning and all of that kind of shit. I got to brick it up and all of that. And I get a deed at the end. They do them trailers wrong. Talking about a triple wide trailer.
Technically, it got wheels on it. So
I know. I still don't get that.
What, so you can move it?
No, I'm saying I don't get that. Why they give them a title?
It's a mobile home.
I got to hook a goddamn 18-wheel up to that motherfucker.
And roll ride the fuck out.
I got to break it apart. Home. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, so. But yeah, $154,000 for a trailer. And this the new, this that two, two, this that 2024 trailer
it's
right
a
here.
Wind Zone.
That what it called?
Wind Zone 2.
Mm. That ain't a,
no, that's part of the name. Oh. Wind Zone.
What's the?
Because you know the trailer's got to have to be able to withstand a certain amount of wind.
Oh yeah, especially around here. What's the trailer company? Lumbee Trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Lumbee Homes. That's it.
Lumbee Homes. Yeah. I met the owner of that when I was working at for Samsung.
What they look like?
Indians.
Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, his skin was very tan.
Oh, I want to make sure ain't no $5 Indian.
No, he's the real deal.
Well, shout out to him. Time is just a moving. We got shit to do.
All right, so we're just gonna keep it just on death for a second.
Okay.
I hate to do this, but we have to. Jessica Pettaway, which she was a popular social media influencer, a beauty influencer.
Is it Pettaway or Pettaway?
Don't get me to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Pettaway. It's Pettaway. So she died at the age of 36 after a battle with cervical cancer. Now, the reason I wanted to touch on this is because
niggas.
For years, the doctors told her that it was just fibroids.
Oh, she had white doctors?
Probably.
Somebody with that hairstyle, I figure they have a black doctor.
Well, my pussy doctor's white right now. I want a black one, but they be so booked up, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of black pussies out here.
But a black woman did deliver my last baby, so. But she don't practice in Florence no more. Anyway.
That was decades ago. Of course you don't.
That was 7 years ago.
He's 30.
So the reason I wanted to, once show condolences and just say, ladies, be very diligent about your uterus, about your breast, about your health overall,
mm-hmm.
and don't just let these doctors just misdiagnose you, if you feel like something is off, please get a second opinion. Have them put it in your file. If you feel like something is off and you express that consent, that concern to them, say, look, okay, so could you please put it in my file, that I've expressed this to you, and this was your answer. And I guarantee you they will change the way that they handle you, because they don't want to go on record saying that you had this concern and they ignored it.
And I would like for ladies to take the advice of one Torrance Hatch, where he says, before you wear a thong, get your pussy checked.
Oh my God.
Your hygiene, a motherfucker. You're supposed to say smell right, especially if you with a nigga with money. That what they like. I'm sorry. Too soon? Sorry. But yeah, get checked out.
Stop wearing thongs anyway.
Why? They're not good for you?
No, that material all up in your ass, crack, all in your pussy? No.
It go up in there?
A thong?
In the pussy, not the. I thought it just cover up the.
It covers it up, but think about a thong. When by the time it get to the clit, it turns into just a rope.
Not that far up.
A thong?
I thought it turned...
Okay, I have not worn a thong in years. So the last time I wore a thong was thong was on the radio.
But I thought it'd be like a covering of the...
Right, and it covers up the front, the labia, and then it turns into just a string for everything else.
I've seen thongs. It'd be like, it cover up the whole bush.
Yes, that part. That part is a triangle. But once you get past that, when you get to about the clitoris, it just turns into a string.
It don't fit the whole both lips in there?
Potentially.
The labia majora and vagina? Or whatever it's called? Minora?
Okay. Maybe they're my thongs. I don't know.
You got...
why I never liked them.
So only thing covering up is the upper part.
Yeah. And then,
so your clit be on both sides?
That's why I don't like them.
Your thing just be out.
Just flat.
It don't cover up.
I was never a fan of thongs. I only wore them because Cisco said we had to put them on. Uh-huh. At the beginning of that song, Cisco said, I want to tell y'all about the final things in life. This is what men talk about when women not around. So that Cisco said that.
Cisco be lying. Make sure we get back on task.
Kobe, mama and daddy. Please. Kobe, mama, and daddy is putting his shit up on eBay.
I saw that.
How you feel about it?
I'm here to tell you right
now.
We don't care. Let me tell
you. Right. You feel like they don't have money?
Huh?
You feel like they don't have money? I feel like they shouldn't do that.
I mean, why you want to just have it sit around the house? I mean,
Oh yeah, that do make sense though.
And Kareem just sold his rings for like, he sold like three of his championship rings for 2 point something million. He gonna donate the money or whatever, but maybe his family don't have money.
That's true. You know, we don't know what type of relationship they got with the wife.
With the wife, yeah, because I don't think he had a relationship with his family when he died. I think it was kind of like on the rocks or whatever. So
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and the prices in the houses of Philly going up too. So you never know. He want to have to move to damn Chester.
Speaking of moving, another Georgia city wants y'all to come down there. So, according to this report, Macon is one of the best cities to retire in. And you can potentially live there on a budget of $3,000 a month.
That's potentially if you ain't got no other bills.
They said retire now. So, yeah, I mean, you're old, you ain't got no bills, right?
You might have credit cards or something. You know what I'm saying? You done bought something. You done bought that set it and forget it. You got to pay $99 a month. Anyway,
so I think this is a big scheme to get people out of Atlanta. Atlanta fuller than a motherfucker. They trying to get people down to Macon. And
how far is Macon from?
2 hours.
That's far.
Oh, it took me about 2 hours to get down there.
That's far for Atlanta. Old people to move if you grew up and all that in Atlanta. But if you white, you definitely want to get out. Did you see that clip of the people talking about the white guys? And he was like, when he went to Atlanta, he saw how black, he didn't realize how black Atlanta was.
No.
People got mad at the clip, but that's really how it is. Like, when you first get to the airport in Atlanta, like if you fly in Atlanta or fly out of Atlanta, it's nothing but black people working there.
I can't even remember many white people when I lived in Atlanta.
Exactly. Now think about how you, if you're a white person from somewhere else in the country, mm-hmm. and you just go to Atlanta and it's just black people like at every turn.
Well, think when you land, where the airport at?
I don't know.
The airport is like in on the south side.
Oh yeah. But I mean, is that the hood?
Yeah, for the most part.
Oh.
Like you got to go to the north or to the outskirts to see the white folk.
Where the airport is, you probably wouldn't think about that because it's like the most busy airport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think you would see all types of people working there when all you just see is colored folk.
Mm-mm.
So,
And it could be just where I lived when I lived in Atlanta. I lived on the south side, so I didn't see many white people.
But you don't see white people, period. Like, you go in the mall, you go into this. Like, if you go in the gas station, you see Somalians. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just black people all over. But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and last but not least, there's a school district that says they are going to start locking kids' phones up when they come to school in these little pouches that takes away the signal.
The Dave Chappelle pouch.
Yeah.
They should.
No.
Why not?
How I'm going to text my son and be like, hey, Pizza Hut, Chick-fil-A said they about to start selling pizzas. What you think? How I'm going to text him that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Send a note to the, call the officer. send it to the classroom.
How I'm going to send him memes and TikToks at 11 o'clock in the morning.
You part of the problem. You are the problem. Nope.
How we gonna laugh?
Nobody else saw this. Say that for something y'all can talk about over dinner instead of being in your phones while y'all sitting there eating y'all Chick-fil-A pizza.
How you gonna tell me? No, they ain't started it yet around here.
Oh yeah, it was just in like Memphis or something like that. It was at once. Yeah, yeah.
How you gonna text me and tell me his homeboy got them black Air Force Ones on again? Huh?
Oh, that's wonderful. Y'all got that kind of relationship. That's a beautiful thing. But yeah, I like it. Keep these kids from being distracted while they're in class. But if it's like a school shooting or something.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Well, yeah, because I took his phone a few weeks ago because he had did some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I immediately panicked because I couldn't track him. So I gave it right back.
Well, I mean... Let's say like something do happen at the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you watching the news and you tracking your kid's phone, and it's like all the kids are huddled up at this area, whatever. And you see your kid's signal just not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know for sure.
Damn. Yeah.
So it's some good and bad in that. All the kids have been busted, such and such. 17 kids are still there on campus. They have been assumed to be deceased. And you see the bus pass by your street and you look at the tracker, you'd be like, he's over there in room 332. So I don't know. It could be good.
Yeah. It's good and bad.
Yeah.
I had to stop using Apple Tracker to just find my location. I had to stop using it because sometimes it'd be off. Like one day it was the middle of the day and I just randomly picked, let me check and see if my kid is skipping school. And it had him like down the street, down Irby Street. And I was like, why the fuck you ain't in class? And he's like, but I am. And then I let it refresh. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was at school.
Did you apologize?
I did. And then we started using Life 360 because Apple is not reliable.
Maybe it is. Maybe your refreshing ain't. Were you using the Apple tags?
No. Just regular find my like when you share your location with people.
I gotcha.
But Life 360, that motherfucker is very accurate.
You gotta pay for that?
We use the free version.
Oh. That's the one gonna have them still in room 306. I ain't got no, what you call it today? What we call them?
No scammer.
Wait, hold up. I think I might have had one left over from the other week. Yeah, I did a theft ring already, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you the juice, man? Family Dollar, Sean King. Bishop Lamar Whitehead, I'm going down school.
You know the Muslims already mad at Sean King.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because he having events trying to make money off being Muslim.
Oh, he said he was going to give that money to Palestine. But, well, y'all let Farrakhan do it. Let me shut up.
Sean King ain't black.
He mulatto. Do he got any white parents? Black parents?
No, according to him, he's black. He's mixed.
It's something in there. He ain't all the way white. He Puerto Rican or something. He won't let his hair grow out for us to tell, though. He missed one barbershop week. We gonna know for sure. Either way. Amy, let everybody know they can find you on social media.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show, DJ Blaze Show, on Instagram. Send us email, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Thank y'all for the people that did send an email. Mm-hmm. For giving us 30 minutes of time. We really needed it, because I really didn't care about Princess Kate's cancer. I don't know this lady.
The kids.
Oh, she got young kids, don't it? Mm-hmm. You rather?
What about the children?
What did Future say? You rather cry in an Altima or cry in a Rolls Royce or something? Yeah. Yeah, so shout out to them. They'll be all right. Mother. I had them kids talking over there.
Well, they got a stepmama already lined up.
For real?
Yeah, that motherfucker cheating.
That don't mean he got a stepmama.
His mistress was at the damn coronation.
Oh, I forgot to mention Candace Owens got fired.
Oh, yes.
From her and Ben Shapiro was going back and forth or whatever. But anyway, Amy got a call. DJBlazer@gmail.com. Thank y'all for listening. Come back Wednesday. What are we talking about Wednesday?
Shows or movies that you only had to watch once.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a fucking rap.
If you got one of those, email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Come back Wednesday. It's your boy Be Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen.